Scholastic Audio presents Whatever After, Book 4, Dream On, by Sarah Mlynoski, read by Emily Iden. Chapter 1. There is no sleeping at a sleepover. It's Saturday night and my new best friend Robin is sleeping over. We're in the basement. She's teaching me a dance routine her older sister showed her. Right kick, left kick, arms up, turn. We're practicing in the mirror. We're getting very good. I'm having my very first sleepover since I moved to Smithville. I have my very first Smithville best friend. I actually have two Smithville best friends, Robin and Frankie, but I'm allowed to invite only one person to sleep over at a time since I have only one trundle bed. Also, according to Mom, two kids sleeping over is one too many. I'm going to have Frankie over next time. I'm giddy, which will make the going to sleep part of the sleepover a bit of a problem. But you're not really supposed to sleep at sleepovers, are you? You're supposed to stay up all night and whisper secrets. Also, sneak into the kitchen and make s'mores if you have the ingredients, which I do. I bought them at the grocery store on Wednesday to prepare. Anyway, there will be no sleeping at my sleepover. There will be only fun. Suddenly, the lights in the basement flicker on and off. "What is that?" Robin asks, looking around. "I don't know," I say, getting a queasy feeling in my stomach. I shoot a nervous glance at the mirror. It's an antique and about twice the size of me. The frame is made of stone and engraved with fairies and wands. Also.